Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The time has come for you to make one of the most important decisions in our nation's history. Which of the Republican candidates for president has the knowledge, experience, and capability of debating one-on-one with Barack Obama and winning? Of going toe-to-toe with the liberal media and winning? Of running against Barack Obama and winning in 2012? There's only one candidate who can do all three, and his name is Newt.
There's the latest ad from Newt Gingrich, which is now airing in Florida, the state which will hold the next primary. Presidential race, GOP side of things. That's where we get started another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show on Politics Rules. Doug Steffen here, starting with John Scott on Fox, talking to political commentators Cal Thomas and Alan Combs about Newt Gingrich and the victory in South Carolina.
You could say, Cal, that along with people like Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, some of his opponents had names like Juan Williams and John King.
Well, bashing the media, of course, has been a full contact sport, really, in the modern times, since John Kennedy, who canceled his subscription to the New York Herald Tribune because he didn't like their approach to his policies. Richard Nixon didn't like the media. Mainly, that was his own fault. Lyndon Johnson didn't like the media. He said, once have I lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the war in Vietnam. So bashing the media will get you only so far. I think, especially in Florida and beyond that, Newt Gingrich has made his point about the media, and he needs to branch out now. He's giving a speech today, I understand, on space, which certainly resonates with Florida voters, since the Kennedy Space Center is there, and so much of our manned space program has taken off from there. But, of course, the Obama administration has canceled any future manned space exploration. Mm-hmm. So it gets you, it riles the base up, it gets you so far, but it doesn't get you all the way.
So, Alan, are we going to see a kinder, gentler Newt Gingrich? I'm glad to see all those words in the same sentence. I think Alan is exactly right. It only gets you so far. It certainly worked in South Carolina, particularly among white men who really love the idea that the media is the enemy. They went and attacked Juan Williams and said Juan doesn't understand work after the conflagration they had at the previous debate. He attacked Dave Briggs and Clayton Morris on Fox and Friends over the weekend. I mean, it's worked very well for him, obviously, but I think he's got to move beyond that at some point, which he's capable of doing. The question is he disciplined enough to realize at some point you got to leave that behind and really focus on the issues?
But, Cal, would you agree? I mean, the assessment is that a lot of Republican voters are really looking for someone who's going to take on Barack Obama, and they're imagining what the debates will look like eventually this fall when the Republicans do come up with a nominee, and a lot of people seem to think that Bulldog Newt is going to be the best debater.
Right. I've just written about this. I think we've come a long way in the traditional values group from requiring somebody to be the husband of one wife, not a cheater, honest and upright and all of this. They want a wrecking ball. They want to tear down the welfare state. They want to wreck everything the Obama administration has been doing to socialize the country. And I think they're putting a lot of that behind them. In a sense, it's a kind of a maturation for what used to be known as the religious right. They're far more pragmatic than they've ever been before. And they acknowledge that Gingrich has had a lot of personal character failings and flaws, but they're rolling the dice, at least in South Carolina, and we'll see about Florida. Rasmussen poll, interestingly today, has, Gingrich up over Romney, but I think about 12 points, which is an amazing turnaround, and we'll see if he can keep the momentum going. But if the religious conservatives have made a pact, if not with the devil, then at least pragmatism, I think that's a major step.
Yeah, Alan. Well, go ahead.
It's interesting to me that they will forgive Newt Gingrich because he's landed on the right, no pun intended, side of things. If it were a liberal who had the issues that Newt Gingrich had, marital issues, and an ex-wife coming out and saying these things, I wonder if these same people would be so quick to forgive and automatically vote that person in a primary. I think there is a double standard here. But I don't know. Is this going to play with independents? Is it going to play with women? I really question if the broader electorate is going to go forward as South Carolina did.
Have you checked in on Gary Hart lately? Here's a question, though.
Or Bill Clinton.
Yeah, here's a question, though, Alan. A lot of the late deciding voters in South Carolina apparently went with Newt Gingrich, you know, warts and all. I mean, even with the allegations from the ex-wife and all
that. I think they want a steamroller. Also, let's face it, there's no great excitement about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has not really generated great energy among the base, and that certainly helps Newt Gingrich.
All right, up next, more opinions and reaction to the past weekend South Carolina primary and what's going on in Florida when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Judy.
Hi, I just had an accident and I need an ambulance, please.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Okay, I have you on Kel Lane and Nell. I'm going to get the 911 centers on the line.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical at Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife. Thank you for holding, ma'am. Go ahead. Your husband's on the line.
I just had an accident. It was a bad hit.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
OnStar is built into many new vehicles, or you can add it to almost any car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, and details.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Talk Radio in Review, GOP race from MSNBC. Chris Jansing here with Mike Allen, who writes for Politico.com, and Ron Fournier from the National Journal about the next probable moves for Romney and Gingrich as the focus moves down to Florida.
When Mitt Romney went on the attack during debates 4 years ago, he wasn't exactly good at it. It didn't help him. So if you're in the room with him preparing right now, what do you say?
Well, you're saying that you need to say something clear, and that was part of his problem in South Carolina, was he didn't have definitive answers. So the Romney campaign is going to try to push a clear message of Romney is the outsider, Newt Gingrich is the insider. Governor Romney is a businessman, Newt Gingrich as a politician, lobbyist. Gingrich, on the other hand, says that he's going to frame it as bold Reagan conservative versus timid Massachusetts moderate. And they say that they're going to be tougher in responding to Romney than they've been in the past. They say, hit back, pivot to Obama. Hit back, pivot to Obama.
Yeah, and one of the hits on Mitt Romney is that he still hasn't found a good answer to the criticism of his work at Bain. Let me play for you something he just said a couple of moments ago in Tampa, Florida.
I wish Speaker Gingrich were here this morning to have listened to those stories. He said in a debate, actually, that people who profited from the failed model of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae ought to give back their money. Well, the Speaker made $1.7 million in his enterprises from providing services to Freddie Mac. You got to give it back.
And let me contrast that to how Chris Christie defended him on Meet the Press.
You look at places like Staples and the Sports Authority, everybody who goes to work at those places today has Mitt Romney to thank for it. And he's going to know how to do that as president, to get government out of the way, to be able to let the private sector create those jobs that we so desperately need and haven't had in the Obama administration. That's his greatest contribution to the conservative movement. The people going to work at Sports Authority at Staples today, David, those aren't the elite. Those are middle-class Americans who are using those jobs to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads and send their kids to college. Let the president attack that.
Ron, let's see. Who had the better answer there?
Chris Christie, by far. I mean, it's almost political malpractice that Governor Romney has not been able to take his greatest strength and run right towards it. Instead, he sounds almost like he's ashamed of his business record. He's got to embrace it the way Chris Christie is doing it right there.
Well, one of the things he's going to do is release his tax returns. Could that help, do you think, Ron?
You know, the damage has really been done. It's something he, frankly, should have done 3-4 months ago. But he does have to stop the bleeding, getting it out there time. A lot of people will be focused on the State of the Union address. You know, he's going to kind of bury it a little bit, but at least try to move that behind him. But it's certainly not going to help him. It's just he's going to stop being hurt by the issue.
Yeah, and the other issue, and this way he sort of dealt with all this, is just throw money at it. He's going to do it in Florida. They've got 10 media markets. Romney and his super PAC have already spent $10 million there. Gingrich, zero. And in South Carolina, their super PAC spent almost the same. Can Newt lose on the airwaves the way he lost in Iowa? Well, what do you think, Mike?
Well, the Gingrich campaign tells us that they may not go in all in on Florida just for that reason, that he's raised $1 million in the last 24 hours. They're going for $2 million, but he does not have the organization and he doesn't have the ad time on all those media markets that you pointed to. So he's going to be there because the media are there. He's doing these two debates, but unlike some of the others, the Florida primary is winner take all. So it does he no good to blow millions of dollars and to come in 1 point behind. So we might find Newt Gingrich jumping ahead to some of the other states.
Here's the radio host, Daryl Parks, doesn't understand how anybody can support someone with so many obvious moral lapses like Newt.
Republicans are now defending Newt Gingrich for screwing around, using the same argument Democrats used in defending Bill Clinton. Not only that, I'm going to bring up something else that has not been brought up in any talk show I have heard, nor has it been brought up on Fox News or CNN or any of the other networks. Because the moral fabric of an individual in the office of the president, in my view, is fair game. We have spent the last 3 years hearing about so-called failures of First Lady Michelle Obama. We have heard she has a fat butt. We have, every time she travels somewhere, we have heard about the money she spends to travel on vacation. We have heard her thoughts and her cause celebs, meaning eating healthy, made fun of. Just a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was the Obamas, their anniversary, they went out to dinner and went to some restaurant in Washington, where steaks are about $80 a steak, and they had the audacity of getting a steak for $80 a plate. We have heard her vegetable garden made fun of. All these things have come up, and all these things have been fair game about this woman. And look, I don't believe in the politics of the president. There are many things I disagree on. There are some things I agree on. But Michelle Obama has been fair game. But here's my point. Newt Gingrich was screwing around on his wife, his second wife who had MS. He was screwing around all those years with his current wife, Calista. And Calista knew what was going on. And she willingly participated in an adulterous affair. This is a woman that may be the future first lady of this country. You want to talk about freaking moral failure? There is the example right there.
More on the circus in Florida. Yeah, I don't mean the big top, but it is the big time when next the countdown continues.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, you know, we have talk radio and talk television in the focus. A lot of things that get talked about on issue-oriented talk radio are stimulated by the talk television programs and what's in the news media in general. Here's radio host Charlie Sykes with Stephen Hayes from the Weekly Standard. They talk about last week, which saw Gingrich go by Romney in South Carolina.
What happened from last Monday to Saturday to see such a dramatic turnaround in the presidential race?
Well, you know, I have to start off by saying I think South Carolina was sort of poised for this kind of a turn. I mean, Mitt Romney is an uncomfortable candidate in South Carolina. He was, if he finished with 15% of the vote there in 2008, which was fourth, and he was doing so poorly after having spent a ton of money and a significant amount of time there in 2008 that he, in effect, pulled out 5 days before voters actually cast their ballots. So he had a record of not doing well in South Carolina, and I think that's important sort of as a backdrop here. But, you know, I think what happened, the conventional wisdom in this instance is mostly right. I think Newt Gingrich had a very strong debate on Monday night in the Fox News debate, particularly when he spanked down the question from Juan Williams. He did well campaigning across the state. He had a good surrogate team in South Carolina to amplify his message. He had a very, very good debate on Thursday night, again, the CNN debate in Charleston. And while all of that was happening, Mitt Romney had a bad week. One mistake after another on his taxes, on connecting with people, you know, you name it, he had a bad week.
Let's start with Mitt Romney, because Romney is running this very disciplined, maybe a little bit bland, but very, very effective, well-prepared campaign up until it seemed last week when he was caught surprisingly flat-footed, both in defending his record on free enterprise and on this tax thing. How did they not see that the tax thing was going to be an issue for them? I mean, they seem utterly unprepared for it.
Totally unprepared. Completely agree. If you talk to Romney people, they will say, well, look, we knew it was coming. We didn't know it was coming then, but, you know, we had a basic, you know, big picture response prepared for it, but it wasn't polished and we didn't do well. And I think it's hard to disagree with them.
Here's host Pete Callender talking about Newt Gingrich's victory. And if it's an embarrassment for the rest of the Republicans.
Is Newt's victory an embarrassment? Can the GOP also, can they be a party of family values if this ends up being the nominee? I'm just asking the question. I don't know. I've never really bought into the whole GOP is the only one that has the moral authority argument, but some people have. And if they have, is that whole argument sort of moot now because of Newt? 2 weeks ago, Mitt Romney had a 22-point lead in Florida. That's now gone because of what happened in South Carolina. Is that an embarrassment for the GOP? Is that an embarrassment for Newt? All right, so Rasmussen is out with a the latest poll. Following the win in South Carolina, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich now on top in Florida by 9 points. Rasmussen reports telephone survey likely Florida Republican primary voters. This is a key because a lot of times you'll see polls that are out that just are of adults or they're just of voters. That doesn't really tell you anything. You got to find likely primary voters or likely Republican primary voters, likely voters if it's a general election poll. So this is a pretty good poll because it's looking at the right people, first of all, likely Florida Republican primary voters. Shows Gingrich, 41% of the vote. Romney, 32. Santorum, who I think is a conservative, but I don't understand why the conservatives are voting for Gingrich. And I think, I may be mistaken on this, but I think I just heard Rush Limbaugh make a quasi-endorsement of some kind of Rick Santorum. I know Rush will say he doesn't make endorsements and all that, but I heard him say something about how he liked Rick Santorum. So is Rush endorsing Rick? What does that mean?
You've heard Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is stepping down. That story next in the conversational buzz around it here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in to our conversation about what is dazzling people's ears and minds and what people want to respond to. You've heard by now the Congresswoman Giffords, who was shot, remember the assassination attempt a year ago. Well, she'll step down now. From CNN, Soledad O'Brien talks to medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen about Ms. Giffords' decision to resign from Congress.
In a video message on her website, Giffords announced that she plans to resign from Congress to concentrate on her recovery.
I have more work to do on my recovery, so to do what is best for Arizona, I will step down this week.
So, Elizabeth, how hard is it to recover from this kind of brain injury? Because, you know, just a year ago, we saw her taken out on a stretcher, and now we hear her sounding, you know, really great. But how long before she makes a greater recovery?
I know. It does feel so miraculous, and it feels like such a blessing that she has done so well over the course of the year. I've been honored to speak with her doctors over the course of the year about her recovery. And what they've said pretty much all along is that the recovery from the cognitive aspects of this injury is going to be more difficult than the recovery from the physical. In that video, you see her walking with her husband. She is really moving quite well, but she has what's called expressive aphasia, which means that she knows what she wants to say. She knows what she wants to get out, but that sometimes it's hard to do that. It's hard to find the specific word. But over the course of the year, she's went from not being able to speak at all to speaking in one-word sentences. And in that video, we hear her speaking in 3 or 4 word sentences. Now, for this kind of an injury, the physical recovery is usually relatively complete at the 1 year mark, but the cognitive improvements can go on and on for many years. I mean, we should expect to see her get even better and better.
She says in that video also that she will return. And I read that her husband said, you know, give her 2 years. Is that likely?
You know, the doctors I've talked to said that that is absolutely possible. I mean, especially with a big chunk of time like 2 years. I actually spoke to a policeman who had a very similar injury from a bullet wound that she had. And he said that he made leaps and bounds from the 1 to the 2 year mark, the 2 to the 3 year mark, the 3 to the 4 year mark, that he continued to make improvements. Now, will her speech be what it was before? She was an incredible speaker. Will she ever get back to that level? Perhaps not. Will she be able to give a speech? Her doctors think that is absolutely possible.
Do you know anything about the specific type of recovery or the therapy, rather, that she has to go through?
You know, typically in this situation, you sit with a therapist for, let's say, an hour at a time, three times a week, and they give you exercises to help you retrieve those words that you're having trouble with. And we know that she's using music, and that's also a very common thing to do. And then you are supposed to spend, you know, many hours a week on your own working on those exercises. That's kind of the standard. Now, we've been told all along that Gabby Giffords is an overachiever. That's what the people closest to her say. And my guess is she's spending more than 3 hours a week with a therapist. I don't know that for sure, but my guess is she's doing something much more intensive.
Here's host Amy Jacobson with Congressman Bob Dole of Illinois about Gifford stepping down and the impact that she's had on all of the other members of Congress.
Did you establish a relationship with her at all?
You know, I didn't have an opportunity to establish a relationship with Gabby, but my understanding is that this will be her last State of the Union before she has decided to step down and focus on her recovery. I think she is going to have one last town hall, was what I was told, out at the Congress on your corner, where the tragedy did occur with her staff and others. And it just serves as a constant reminder, I think, to everyone that this is an attack on elected officials and certainly all those that choose to serve. And frankly, I think this is something that everyone can agree on. We just need to make sure that we're focusing on the positive, and I'm delighted that she's doing as well as she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with her, though, to resign? Do you think that's the appropriate thing to do?
Well, I think it's got to be up to Gabby and to the people of Arizona, and she's got to be able to focus on her recovery. That's got to be first and foremost for her, and certainly that's something that we're concerned about. We want to make sure she makes as close to a full recovery as possible, but whether she resigns or not, I think that she's already made that decision. I think it is probably the right decision for her, and that's the most important.
Now, since that shooting in Tucson, have you changed the way that you do business when it comes to public events?
You know, I haven't really changed the way that we've actually done the events. What it did serve to do, not just for myself, but for a number of other members of Congress and other elected officials, is just to be more aware and trying to make sure that we were alerting law enforcement if we were going to have a town meeting. But we wanted to make sure that we did not have any additional security measures or concerns so that it would, in essence, be looking as if we were insulating ourselves from the constituents. We want to make sure that we're open and welcoming. But I think everyone has to be just a little bit more aware of their surroundings.
One more shift, this time the passing of former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. Next on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever
honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo. So how much money can I save by switching to Progressive?
People who switch save an average of $500 with more discounts than ever, like the safe driver discount.
Cha-ching!
Homeowner's discount.
Cha-ching!
Pay in full discount.
Cha-ching.
Okay, he gets it.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Average annual savings from 2010 national survey of new customers who save with Progressive. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our attention now turns to Joe Paterno and his passing, the Penn State football coach. The discussion here from MSNBC, Thomas Roberts talks to sports columnist Alan Abramson about Paterno's legacy at Penn State.
In the wake of his death, what impact is this going to have on the criminal case moving forward?
Well, as far as the criminal case goes, probably very little. I mean, Joe's testimony has been given, and the death itself will play out, you know, almost with no effect whatsoever. This is really just an issue for the fans and the friends and everybody who knew Joe Paterno, and obviously there's a great deal of emotion. As far as the legalities go, the impact is negligible, really.
Alan, when we talk about the fact that, you know, his football career, his devotion to this team and his life and State College, Pennsylvania, the winningest coach in history. It's all wonderful when you think about when we didn't know what we know now. So how does this impact the legacy that Joe Paterno leaves behind, especially with so much unsolved with what happened under his watch?
You know, and that's where the impact is considerable. When you say that Joe Paterno had what he called a grand experiment, he wanted to run a program where kids would win games and at the same time go to school, and he called it success with honor. And to say that the impact that Joe Paterno had on Penn State University can hardly be overstated. He took a program that was almost nothing and built it into a grand something, and he ran a program that he turned the football program into a huge national power, and dozens and hundreds and thousands of people were touched by Joe Paterno. And if all of this had stopped in October of 2011, we'd be praising him to the skies.
Right.
But it didn't happen that way. And now, in fact, his legacy is, pick your word, scarred or tainted or whatever the word is because of the child sex abuse scandal. And, in fact, that's how we're going to remember him. The first paragraph, the first sentence of his obituaries mentioned the child sex abuse scandal, and that's just the way it is, sadly.
Here's radio man Tommy Tucker with sports analyst and Penn State alum Eric Thomas about the passing of Paterno.
Let me ask you, as a Penn State alum, what was your initial reaction when you heard that Joe Paterno had passed away?
Sort of. I mean, you know, you get a little bit of a moment of sadness just because of, you know, like I remember telling you guys before, I mean, one of the reasons you go there is because, you know, you believe in the values that guys like him kind of put forth and that whole Penn State way, that mentality and everything. So, I mean, yeah, it was sad, not unexpected. And I was sort of more caught up in the whole, you know, mess that was Saturday night with his death being reported and then retracted and all that. Just kind of how embarrassing that was for, you know, for some of the media outlets to be doing that sort of stuff. But, and that kind of puts in perspective, like, how modern day journalism has changed compared to when Joe got to Penn State. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it certainly was sad, but I mean, not totally unexpected. I think a lot of us really thought that, you know, he was going to go the same route as Bear. I mean, be out for months, and regardless of whenever it was, I think maybe if he would have been able to go out on his own terms, I think he might have stuck around a little bit longer. But I really just think that the whole process and the whole November 9th just kind of broke him down.
I think it did, too, and I think it was just like Bear Bryant. I think he either consciously or subconsciously realized his life, for all intents and purposes, was over, and he had nothing to go on for, family aside, because I think that's how important Penn State, his legacy, the football program, was to him. Am I making that melodramatic or not?
No, I think that's perfect. I mean, I literally think that job, and listening to him over the last couple of years say that, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to cut my grass? You know, I don't fish. I don't golf. You know, I don't really, you know, do anything. I mean, I literally think that job kept him alive for the last couple of years. I think that he was able to buy himself more time with the season they had in 2005. And I'm still a firm believer that, you know, he probably should have walked away after they won the Orange Bowl, and he probably should have walked away after they played in the Rose Bowl in the 2008 season, the 2009 Rose Bowl. And, you know, if he would have been able to do that, maybe this Sandusky situation doesn't affect him as much. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the health concerns don't pop up. I mean, I think it's just the case of a guy who was in his 80s and he kind of pushed himself to be like he was when he was in his 70s and his 60s and his 50s, and it just didn't work for him.
I got a text here about him being diagnosed with lung cancer before he was fired, but it seems to me he was still pretty vibrant on those sidelines in September and October. Am I missing something here or not?
Yeah, the lung cancer, the word didn't come out until about 9 days after he was fired that he had it, that he was diagnosed with it. Now, we always used to kind of joke on the beat about him, because usually around October he's kind of cold, he seems a little bit more miserable, you know, his voice kind of starts to fade, he's coughing a lot and stuff. So that really wasn't prevalent the last couple of years as much as it was, you know, 3-4 years ago. So, I mean, I think it's entirely possible that I don't think lung cancer pops up 9 days after you lose your job by coincidence. I mean, I think there was something lingering there. You know, he obviously announced his retirement the day that they fired him, and I think there's some speculation now that he might have even told some people back in August that he was going to retire anyway. So I think that somebody knew something along the lines. I think that there was something maybe they were monitoring, and maybe a doctor got a hold of him and said, look, you got to do this, you know, this way or that way. But I don't think that just pops up coincidentally after 9 days after he fired.
Another radio host, Peter Boyle, is talking about the toll that this abuse scandal took on Paterno at the end.
Joe Paterno is dead. How much do you think the scandal and his perhaps loss of a will to live have to do with Joe Paterno now being dead? Mind you, he was 85 years of age, but he was coaching football at the beginning of the season. Had Joe Paterno died a year ago or 2 years ago at 83, what a different legacy it would have been. As you know, he was fired on November the 9th, only a couple of days after Jerry Sandusky, who was his former defensive coordinator, was indicted on charge of sexually abusing young boys. Though there was not a legal target in the ongoing investigation, the Penn State Board of Trustees terminated Paterno, and the media pressure was immense. And this notion that he would not be able to lead the program, I think he could have. It's just the lawyer said, look, come on, if you leave him in here, it's going to make this far worse when the lawsuits start to drop. And he admitted that he wished that he had done more after hearing about Sandusky with young boys back in, I think, 2002. So the last game he coached was his 409th victory, which pushed him past Eddie Robinson for the all-time Division I record. So, if you remember, the diagnosis of lung cancer broke less than 2 weeks after he was fired, and that quick, he's gone. Do you believe that people can actually will themselves dead? Yeah, if you think it through, I mean, when it was announced that my son sent me a text that Paterno was gone, and we started to talk about it, and I said, you know, I really do believe he willed himself. And that sounds crazy. But at that point, with everything, you know, the whole world really collapsed on Joe Paterno. Is it conceivable? Because I looked for a timeline. I found one. They told him he had lung cancer, but it was just in November. No, he was fired November the 9th. And then 2 weeks after that, he was told he had lung cancer. Now, he may have known it. I don't know. But in that amount of time, he's gone.
But time for one more ditty. A Kentucky senator who's found himself detained by the TSA. That story next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and his run-in with the TSA at a Tennessee airport earlier this week. Talk Radio buzzing about that. Here's Nashville reporter Adam Gossamy talking about Senator Paul and his refusal of a pat-down after he set off the metal detector.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul, obviously the son of presidential candidate Ron Paul, says he woke up in Bowling Green this morning and came here to Nashville International Airport trying to get on a flight bound for Washington, D.C. He was supposed to be speaking before a Right to Life march in D.C., but says when he tried to go through security, one of the screeners found something on his leg. He asked to be rescreened, and they said that he had to go through a pat-down. He refused, and then he says they detained him.
So I said, I'm happy to show you my leg, and I showed them my leg, but that wasn't good enough. They wanted to do a pat-down. And I said, well, I'm happy to go through the re-screen and walk through the screener again, and they wouldn't let me. So then I was detained in an area and told if I used my phone, I got the full-body pat-down.
And Paul says he was using his phone there to call TSA headquarters in Washington, D.C., just to what he calls confirm the rules, making sure he understands what he is allowed to do and what he is not allowed to do. When he did that, he says TSA agents here in Nashville became very upset, and he believes he was asking to be rescanned, something that he says is reasonable. Now, TSA released the statement this morning saying that any passenger who refuses a pat-down cannot enter a secured area, and says that Paul was never actually detained like he claimed. He was able to rebook his ticket on U.S. Air and then continued through security for a second time. We have not confirmed if he made it into the airport and eventually onto his flight to D.C.
Here's another radio host named Michael Berry, who talks this time to Mark Meckler, who is from the Tea Party. He wasn't only detained by the TSA, like Senator Paul, he was actually arrested.
Tell us what happened exactly.
Well, I know it's kind of an unbelievable story here in America, but based on my position in the Tea Party, I've received all kinds of threats, like a lot of folks in the public do, and I have a concealed carry permit, and I travel all over the country with my firearm, where I'm allowed to.
Where's home for you?
Home is Northern California.
Okay.
Not exactly a gun-friendly state.
No, fruits and nuts.
Exactly. So I was in New York City, and I went to the ticket counter at 5:15 a.m. at LaGuardia, and I did what I do whenever traveling with a firearm. I walked up to the counter, asked for a firearms declaration form. I filled out that form. I handed it back to the ticket agent at the counter, and I had what I was at, which is an unloaded firearm, legally licensed, locked in a PSA-approved case.
By the way, nice choice of weapon, because it was a Glock 19, and that's what I carry.
It was a 27.
Oh, it's a 27. Oh, well, look at you.
I love it. So anyway.
Oh, you know what? I saw this 19 rounds of 9mm. I carry the baby Glock, the 19. But anyway,
it's
go ahead.
It's funny. You can tell Michael that it's not a shooter who wrote that, because why would I be carrying 9mm ammunition?
Right.
A 40 caliber Glock.
Right.
So anyway, I declared it. They called the police over. It's not unusual. I travel all over the country. Procedures vary from airport to airport. Sometimes they want to inspect it. Sometimes they want to know it's locked. Sometimes they want to unlock. So the Port Authority police came over, asked me a few questions, and advised me that they were placing me under arrest. And literally handcuffed me, threw me in a squad car, took me to the LaGuardia holding pen, ultimately transferred me to Queens Central Booking, where I spent the day. And ultimately what happened after a month, when we went back to New York City, they did what they always do. I found out there's hundreds of these cases. My lawyer alone handled over 400 of them. They ultimately allowed me to plead down to a disorderly conduct charge and confiscated my weapon.
And they charge you with a Class C misdemeanor, which carries up to 15 years in prison. Is that right?
And Class C something, which is actually, and what it was carrying a loaded weapon in New York City, meaning if you have ammo, your weapon is loaded in their fantasy world. And carrying in their fantasy world, meaning that it's unloaded in a locked TSA-approved case. And, yeah, 15 years at Rikers Island was the potential penalty. It was a felony of actually carrying a loaded weapon with the intent to do harm.
And you handed this box over. You approached them. They didn't in some way ferret this out using their incredible investigative techniques.
No, they didn't accurately profile me or anything like that. I was at the ticket counter doing what I always do, is asking for a declaration form and declaring that I was carrying a locked, unloaded firearm. The truth is that the Constitution in the United States is not effect. It's not in effect in New York City. I mean, we think it is everywhere, but I learned very viscerally it's not there. I'll tell you, Michael, I'm out there, and I've been involved in the Tea Party movement 3 years now. I'm not a politician. I'm just a regular guy. And I've been fighting for liberty, just like you do on the radio every day. Liberty is this idea that we hold so near and dear. When they put those handcuffs around your wrist and you feel those things close, when they put you in a cell and you hear the sound of that cell door slamming and you're on the wrong side of it, liberty is a lot more than just a concept or an idea.
Find out more about these items, especially the ones at the end that seem to be kind of interesting, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section. You got it, DougStephan.com.